Here we go. Interval training. Friday, February 25th, 2022. Three intervals, each for time. Here's what one interval consists of. 50 double unders, 30 wall ball shots, 20 pounder for the men, 14 for the women. And then you grab your barbell for 10 clean and jerks. No need to receive the bar below parallel. Power clean. 10 clean and jerks, 165 pounds for the gentlemen, 115 for women. You could also say this is a nice heavy day at a high heart rate for most of us for that clean and jerk, especially after doing double unders and wall ball shots. So it's three intervals, each for time. The rest between each is a 1-to-1 to a 1-to-2 work-to-rest ratio. So what that means is, let's say that one interval takes you 5 minutes. A 1-to-1 interval would be that you rest the same amount of time that the workout took you. So the workout took you 5 minutes, you rest 5 minutes before doing it again. A 1-to-2 ratio would be workout took you 5 minutes, you rest 10 minutes before doing it again. So anywhere in that time frame, again, keeping with the 5 minute example, you rest 5 minutes, 5.5, 6, 6.5, 7, whatever, all the way to 10, anywhere in that range is a good amount of time to rest, because you want to be ready to actually hit it hard again. Okay. When I envision this workout, I picture somebody that can do double unders, gets through them in quick fashion, maybe with a trip or two, but they get through them quickly, grabs the wall ball, either does that 30 unbroken or puts the ball down once. Now we get to the barbell. Maybe somebody would have the capacity to touch and go this, but it might not make sense after doing all that other work. So quick singles, as quick as possible, would be the goal, or touch and go if you so desire. But fast singles would be what I'm looking for. So if you're like, oh no, those are going to be very slow singles, we might want to contemplate scaling. I also wrote down on here, or you could use 65% of your one rep max, and that could go higher or lower. So, you know, to use crazy numbers here, let's say your one rep max clean and jerk was 400 pounds. For you, actually, 165 would be a bit light. You should use 65% of your 400 pound clean and jerk, or vice versa. Maybe 165 is your one rep max. Well, you shouldn't be doing 10 reps per round with it. So then use 65% of your one rep max, and then that would be a lower loading. So wherever you fall in that spectrum, that can be just a good gauge if that 165 just seems a little bit unreasonable for you. We've got videos showing all the movements. Super fitness robot time, 3 minutes and 20 seconds or less per interval. More likely, anywhere in the 6 minute and 30 seconds or less per interval range. Wild card option, very similar, three intervals each for time, double unders, wall ball shots, reps stay the same, but now instead of the clean and jerk, each round ends with 10 power snatch, 115 for men, 75 for women, or use 65% of your one rep max using the same logic before, work to rest ratio stays the same. So this is a great option to get in a very similar stimulus if you are the sort of individual that needs to work on the power snatch a bit more than the clean and jerk. Scaled option. Three intervals each for time, work to rest ratio, all that good stuff. But now we have 50 single unders, 30 wall ball shots with a lighter loading, 14 pound ball for men, 10 for women, and 10 clean and jerks at 115 or 75 pounds. And again, or use 65% if that makes more sense. Limited equipment crew, no barbell, no wall ball. Here's what we've got. Three intervals, each for time, 50 double unders, 30 jumping air squats, and then 15 dumbbell clean and jerks. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Same work to rest ratio. And on that jumping air squat, it's just your classic air squat, but at the top, when your hips and knees fully open, you jump just a few inches off the ground each time. That's good to go. That's the jumping air squat, even though the video just shows a classic air squat. For the limited equipment crew, super fitness robot would be 3 minutes and 35 seconds or less per interval. More likely time, 7 minutes or less per interval. No equipment workout of the day. Three intervals each for time, 50 jumping jacks, 30 air squats, 15 burpees. That's going to be a good one. Same work to rest ratio. Then, of course, our optional accessory work. Side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 3 minutes per side. And then we have an either or. Well, you get a few options. Option number one is linchpin complex number 4. And that's you choose the load. And one complete complex is 7 power cleans, then 7 thrusters. Sometimes people think, well, do I do power clean thruster, power clean thruster? You do not. You do 7 power cleans, then you do 7 thrusters. That's considered one complete complex. So we think most people would probably do 2 to 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. Does not need to be unbroken. So your either or choices are you could do linchpin complex 4, or a back squat or front squat. 3 sets of 2. Shooter's choice right there. We've got a video showing those movements. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg and the pec stretch laying on the side. Hope you enjoyed that heavy day at a high heart rate, because we've got some variants coming up tomorrow and there is no barbell.